Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland music bringing us back. It's John Mellencamp. When I was a young boy. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question right there on the homepage, watch the new video. I don't know what else I can do, folks. I mean, I guess I could do a 10-minute stand-up or something like that if you want. But we'll entertain you, we'll educate you, we'll inform you, and I promise you, you'll know how much we're how proud we are of you if you hang out with us for very long. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ken Yancey is our guest, folks. He's all over our website. The wisdom and the information he's provided with us for the last many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of SCORE, an organization of volunteers across this great nation helping small business owners put their best foot forward. Ken, this is Women's History Month, and I know that you not only have a lot of SCORE counselors who are women, you have a lot of clients that all of your SCORE counselors help who are women. Talk to us about that.
You know, we do. Right now, Jim, almost 50% of the entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs that come to C-SCORE are women. You know, you've heard the stats that women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men, and we believe that wholeheartedly. It is a great opportunity for a woman to become an entrepreneur, whether they're full-time or part-time, doing whatever fits their lifestyle. You know, there's been, and unfortunately, a glass ceiling often encountered by women in the corporate arena. And, you know, there's no glass ceiling as a small business owner and the owner of a company.
Even access to capital has been, that ceiling has gone away because...
You know, it has.
Because of two things. The women who went before, the contemporary ladies who are... We talked about that on the show this month already and over the years. Not only the women who helped break that glass ceiling, but it's the law now that you can't discriminate.
It is.
People are trying to access capital. Go ahead, Ken. You were talking about.
So, you know, the SBA actually certifies businesses as women-owned that allows women entrepreneurs access to different types of procurement opportunities and capital opportunities.
Yep.
There's so many great resources out there that I think, you know, for any woman that's interested in even considering the path of entrepreneurship, I would encourage them to take a look at SBA.gov, at score.org, at your site, Jim, at places like WeBank and Make Mine a Million, Count Me In, all great programs for women entrepreneurs that are intended to support them and help improve their chances of success.
That you're right, and there are so many others. We have there are ladies who are part of our Brain Trust, who work hard to help women. You know, that's what they do in life is consultants to help women get those contracts, get certified, et cetera, et cetera. Let me put it this way: it's kind of as like I said in the previous segment, previous half hour, Ken. If you're fortunate to be an American, you have the ability to be successful if you want it. There's not only the landscape and the environment, whether you're male or female, for you to find success in America, but there's plenty of people who want to help you, like your folks can.
You know, absolutely. And at SCORE, Jim, you know our volunteers right now, about 13,000, both men and women, with business backgrounds that volunteer their time to help. And about 20% of our volunteers are women. And for those listeners of yours that believe that they would like to give back through helping people with their small business and helping people consider entrepreneurship, SCORE is a great volunteer opportunity. And the same if you're in business or thinking about going into business, that group of volunteers represents over 300,000 years of experience. So the been there, done that factor is very strong with this
right.
group.
Buck
the
t-shirts.
And the opportunity to help is great, and it's free, as you know, Jim.
SCORE.org, right?
Correct.
SCORE.org. That's how they can find out. They can go there and find the chapter that's closest to them. And then call them, or there'll be an email there. They've got there are a lot of ways they can connect with these people, right?
All of those things. We've been counseling via email for a long time. It's right there on the front page of the website. You can find your nearest chapter, meet face-to-face. We have some really terrific online workshops that are available right there on the site. And as you know, Jim, we're doing about 13,000 face-to-face workshops
right.
a year, seminars that you can take advantage of. Counseling's free. Workshops are very low cost, so it's
basically just
a
recover
great
your
opportunity
cost.
To learn. Yeah, exactly, to recover our costs. So it's a great opportunity to learn.
Well, and the networking opportunities. I mean, if you're in those workshops, you're going to have the opportunity to meet other people too, aren't you?
You know, it's absolutely true. We've actually, Jim, started a program a couple of years ago called Business Roundtables, and
yep.
they are peer-to-peer learning opportunities, somewhat like meetups. Where entrepreneurs get together with a couple of SCORE counselors and discuss issues and challenges, and it's been very successful in markets across the country.
It's amazing how that kind of a venue, that kind of a process of getting people around a table with a facilitator, people from different industries. I mean, literally, as you know, there have been business models built on that. And so, and all they've done is organize what really is kind of a human thing, isn't it? For us to,
you know what
to
it really is.
Share ideas and help each other. We're going to come back after these messages. I'm going to get Ken to talk to us about what he's seeing out there from the standpoint of startups. How's the startup landscape looking? And SCORE would know about this because they're out there where the rubber meets the road. And it's Tintail, score.org, by the way, folks. Check that out. Find a SCORE counselor chapter near you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.